The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Why are you here? What have you come to see? What do you want from God? What is your hope? People went out to see John the Baptist in huge numbers. They went, really, to the middle of nowhere. Ultimately because, well, we don't know. For many, I suspect it was the realization that their lives were not complete. Their lives were not full. Their lives, in fact, were not what they had hoped they would be. And so they went out, maybe firstly simply because they heard others talk about John the Baptist. Maybe they went out because they recognized that people were coming back and their lives were changed. They had purpose and direction and meaning in their life. We know that in the early church, the very, very early church, there were questions about John and Jesus. And these questions were reasonable questions. John baptized Jesus. There was a little bit of a challenge with that. Usually, the greater would baptize the lesser. But in the case of John and Jesus, it's flipped upside down. For those that went out to see John, and ultimately to hear Jesus, their hope for a Messiah was a political leader, a military leader, a general. Someone that would restore the rule to Israel, we hear at the end of the gospel on the part of one of the disciples. And yet, the great act of vindication and rejoicing is a naked man on a cross. Again, everything turned upside down. What is it that we are looking to find? Whom do we seek? That's really the question of Advent. And it's a reminder to us that so much of our lives, when it comes to the season of Advent, is to seek out the ways in which we authentically search for and discover the presence of Jesus. It is particularly important and perhaps even particularly challenging during this time of year to focus our attention on seeking out and searching for Jesus. Because oftentimes the focus is on something different. If you're an economist, the focus of this season is on consumer sales because so much of the year is determined by this particular moment of life. If you're a kid, not unusual that you might be focused on, what am I going to get for Christmas? In a workplace, the focus could very well be the Christmas party, the celebration, maybe the bonus. But in Advent, the Spirit is really about finding the Lord Jesus who dwells in our hearts. To seek the one in unusual places, not in the normal signs of success and prestige. Jesus rules those out with John the Baptist. Not looking for someone with royal robes. Not looking for someone whose opinions are going to be determined once opinion polls are taken. Someone solid. Someone believable. But someone who challenges us in our lives. How is it that we seek and find fulfillment in our lives? Because we can certainly understand the imagery that we saw in the first reading, that the desert and parched land will exult. We know what a desert is. We know what being parched means when we're really, really thirsty, how dry things can be. We know what happens when we experience not so great things. And sometimes we can even find ourselves seeking out solutions to this emptiness in the wrong places. We can seek a temporary solution because the eternal solution seems upside down. What is it that you seek during this Christmas season? What do you want from God? We have to test these presences that we experience in our lives, because Jesus really wants what's best for us. But there are temptations given to us by the evil one that sometimes look very right. Maybe it is in fact a belief that we can find the Lord Jesus without much effort. We can simply be rewarded by a presence of Jesus that doesn't require much of anything at all for us. Maybe it's the belief that we can accomplish something without hard work. Maybe it's the belief that we can have a friendship or a marriage without sacrifice. Maybe it's the belief that if we have enough stuff, live in a big enough house, then in fact we will be happy. Whatever it is, we can find ourselves tempted to look to earthly solutions for eternal problems. Who is it that you seek? Perhaps during this Advent season, the invitation is clear to seek out opportunities to spend time with the Lord Jesus in prayer, to avoid the temptation that knowing about Jesus is enough, and not knowing Jesus. Maybe it is the temptation of saying, I'm a good person, and not going to the sacrament of confession. Maybe it is resisting the temptation to look impressive in giving this gift or that, and seeking out someone who is in real need, someone who is really desperate, and being generous to them, knowing, as Jesus tells us in another place, that they can't repay the gift. Maybe what we do this Christmas season is to seek with a greater intensity the presence of Jesus, who gives us what we celebrate on this Gaudete Sunday, the ability to rejoice in all that he does for us.